Mi ma'akva, is it true what you're saying that tanufa is makiv? If you don't do the tanufa, you can't drink the wine. For a time you will learn like this. The pasuk says, Zois teres ha-nozir. Like this is the law, this is the halachas of a nozir. That we darshin bein sheyesh lo kapayim, bein shein lo kapayim. Whether the nozir has hands, he has a palm, or he doesn't have hands. In other words, whether he could do the mitzvah tanufa, or whether he can't do the mitzvah tanufa. Still, you mekayim the mitzvah of nozir. So Yizchur, you see clearly that tanufa is not makiv. That even though the nozir does not have any palms, he doesn't have hands, and he can't do the mitzvah tanufa, so what? He's still mekayim the zeis teras ha-nozir. Shad Gemara, if so, the Eloho de Tanya, that we learn someplace else. The same type of a drosha. That the pasuk says, Zois teres ha-nozir. This is the aloha is about a nozir. And with darshan it means to say, Bein sheyesh loisar, Bein shein loisar. Whether the nozir has hair, or whether the nozir is bald, he doesn't have any hair. Still, those are the mitzvahs of a nozir, that a nozir could finish his alohas. So the chur here also, Hochi nami, to loy makva. Like you want to tell me whenever it says the type of a drosha of Zois Teras, that means whether yes, whether no, means to tell me that even without it, still you mekayim the mitzvah. Like that's your kasha, it says Ben Sheish Le Kapayim or Ben Shein Le Kapayim. Mashm, even if he can't do the mitzvah tenufa, still he's mekayim the mitzvah of Nazir. So if so, here also you want to make the same type of a drosha, whether he has hair or whether he doesn't have hair, he could finish his Nazirus. For a Tanya, we're not like this. It says, Nozir Memoirat. What's going to be if you have a Nozir that's bald, that doesn't have any hair? His hair was all pulled out already. So, Beisham Mayimrim, Ein Tzorech Lahavir Tara Roshoi. You did not have to take the razor and put it over his head. Like, since there's no hair there, so there's no Indian to take a haircut there. So you don't even have to put the razor over his head. Beisilu says, no, Tzorech Lahavir Tara Roshoi. That you do have to put the razor over his head. And what's this machlokes Beisham and Beisilu? And on this, the Omar Ravina, Ravina says, Mayein Tzorech LeBeishamai. You know what Beishamai means to say that a person that's bald, we don't have to put the razor over his head. You know what that means to say? That means to say, Mayein Tzorech LeBeishamai, Ein Tzorech, means, Ein Lo Takona. Means that there's no Takona. That this nozir cannot finish his mitzvahs. Like he cannot never become, he can't become mutter to drink wine. That since he doesn't have any hair on his head, he won't be able to take a haircut. So it's makiv, he can't finish his halachas. Hol beis hillel, yesh lo takona. But according to beis hillel, there is a takona. But now, according to beis hillel though, he has to take the razor and put it over his head, even though it's not cutting off any hair. But I call upon him, that alone is okay, that you could put the razor over his head. But I call upon him, what we're saying though, to Kasha, you're saying before, from Zois Teres HaNozir, Bein Sheyesh Lo Kapayim, Bein Shein Lo Kapayim, means to say, that even though you don't do the mitzvahs tenufa, still you could finish off your Naziris. So that was your Kasha. That you see, tenufa is not makiv, so I'll tell you, no, that's not pshat in the drosha. Because here we make the drosha, Bein Sheyesh Lo Sar, Bein Shein Lo Sar. And you know what that means to say? It doesn't mean to say that if you don't take haircut, you're mekayim the mitzvah. You see, according to Beis Shammai, that if somebody is bald or doesn't have hair, he can't take a haircut, he can't mekayim the mitzvah nozir. He has to remain a nozir. And according to Beis Hillel, you have to call upon him, take the razor and put it over your head. Since so, you see clearly this drosha of Bein Sheyesh Lo Bein Shein Lo could also mean that's makiv, that you have to have it. So therefore, there's no kasha by us. That Rav got finished saying that tenufa is makiv, and that's true. If you don't do the mitzvah tenufa, the nozir does not become mutter. Aye, the pasuk says Bein Sheyesh Lo Kapayim, Bein Shein Lo Kapayim. It doesn't mean to say that it's not makiv. It means to say that you have to have it. So Gemara says now, Vahainu to Rav Pados. This is like Rav Pados says. The Yomar Rav Pados says that Beis Shammai for Rabbi Eliezer Omru Dover Echot. That Beis Shammai and Rabbi Eliezer both say the same thing. So my Rabbi Eliezer, what do you mean to add? Where is this Rabbi Eliezer's halacha? To Tanya, we learned like this. What's going to be Ein Loi Boihen Yad for Egel? What's going to be by a mitzvah? The mitzvah by a mitzvah is you have to put the shemen on his boy, on the thumb of his hands and the thumb of his feet. The Tanya. So what's going to be? Ein loy boy in yad. That's, he doesn't have a thumb. For regal. So ein loy tyre lomis. Divin Rabbi Eliezer. He can never become tor. So you see, since the Torah says he's supposed to put the shemen on his thumb, and if he doesn't have a thumb, he can't become tor. So Beshamai says the same type of halacha also. That's here by a nazir. That if a nazir is bald, that he can't have a haircut, so he can't become mutter to drink wine, he can't finish his halachas. So you see that attack, it is makiv. That if you're bald, you can't have a haircut, it's makiv, you can't finish off your halachas. Rabbi Shimon says no. Yinichenu al makayma viyata. Even though the mitzvah does not have a thumb, does not have a thumb on the foot, so what? Put the shemen on that makam, on that meat where the thumb is supposed to be. That's enough. V'chachamamayim say, yaniach al shel smil. V'yotza. In the case we don't have a right thumb, and he has a left thumb, it's enough to put the shemen on the left thumb. That's enough. V'chachamamayim would be miyashiv, it's not a kasha to Rav, that Rav says, tenufa is ma'akev, by nazir, and that could be the loch, it's not true. That's what the pasuk says. Ben Widashin, Zois Teres Anozer, Ben Shieshloi Kapayim, Ben Shemloi Kapayim, could still mean it's makiv. Just means to say that if he has hands, he can do the mitzvah tenufa, he'll give him a kind of the mitzvah. And if he doesn't have hands, he can't be a kind of the mitzvah. It's tak a makiv. He can't be a kind. David Gemara says Lishnach Rina, another lashon, another way of saying this is like this: that Amri Lo Lishnach Rina Amri Lo, that Amar Rav. You know what Rav said? Rav said like this, that Tanufa binozir makeves, that Tanufa tak is like we had before. Tanufa is makev. If a nozir does not do the mitzvah Tanufa, he does not become mutter to drink the wine. So Mara says, Aliba de man. Who is Rav saying this? Ilai maliba de Rabbi Eliezer pshita. Homer Rabbi Eliezer acha maisim kulam. So this question is, that's pshita. Rav is not telling us according to Rabbi Eliezer. If Rabbi Eliezer says that by a nozer all the mitzvahs are makiv, if you don't have all the mitzvahs, you can't drink his wine yet, so pshita tenufa is also makiv. If you don't do the tenufa, pshita the nozer cannot drink his wine. So Rav is not telling us this according to Rabbi Eliezer. Elo alibu the Rabbanan. But rather Rav is saying according to the Rabbanan shita. So Gemara asks, how could that be? Hash do yesh loyman. Now for sure I would tell you that tigalachas. Ami Rabbanin loy ma'akvo. The Rabbanin sheet, there is that even if the nazir does not take a haircut at all, still, after he brought his first carbon, he could drink wine. So tenufa mi boy. For sure, if he doesn't do this mitzvah of tenufa, of lifting up the zeraya with the two matzis, avadi should be to the mitzvah. So Morris says, O mi loy ma'akvo, no. Is it not ma'akiv? No. For a time, we learn like this. The pasuk says, "Zois teres hanozir," and we dash in from this. It means to tell us that bein sheyesh lo kapayim, who bein shein lo kapayim, whether the nozir has hands, whether he doesn't have hands. So the churu we mean to make the drush. What it means to say is now, like we said before, that it's taka makif, and if you don't have hands, you can't do the mitzvah tenufa. You're not mekayim the mitzvah. For the Gemara, v'yel lohod the tanya, that we learned. Zois teres hanozir, bein sheyesh lo sar, bein shein lo sar, whether he has hair or doesn't have hair, his hachinami de makfi, you want to tell me then, like this way of learning pshat the pasuk is, the pasuk means to say that you need it. And if you don't have it, you're not yotzei, you can't finish in his ears. So you mean to tell me if a person doesn't have hair, that he can't take hair, it's makfi, if he can't eat, drink wine. For a tanya, you would learn like this, that nozir memoirat. What's the loch of a nozir that's bald? You don't have to take a razor over his head. And the Havi Minor is that if you can't do it, so you don't have to. But Mashma, you still finish off your mitzvah of Nazir, and he could drink wine. So you see, we don't make this type of a drasha, Bein Shiesh, Bein Shiesh, Loi, mean it's Makiv. Silu says, Tzorech, that you have to take the razor over his head. But I call upon the Havmini, you see, according to Beis Shammai, that even without a haircut, still you yotze the mitzvah. So, Chura ben sheish le kapayim ben leil le kapayim shemin, even if he doesn't have hands to do the mitzvah tenufa, still he should be mekayim the mitzvah.
he could finish off his nazirus. So Gemara says, no, Amar Rabbi Avino, might tzarech lebeis Hillel. You know what that means to say? Tzarech v'im le'takono. And lebeis Shammai yesh le'takono. But according to Rabbi Shammai, there is a takono. So just the opposite. According to Rabbi Shammai, he's supposed to take the raisin and put it over his head. And according to Beis Hillel, it means to say tzarech, and there's no eitzah. Well, please give the Repdos. According to this chat, he argues the way Repdos learns the machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Because Repdos before is the one that said that Reb Lezer and Beis Shammai said the same thing. So I call upon this the Lishna Achrina, another way to say this, that the swords are just the opposite. The way we came out before, that's the way the Gemara now wants to say now. Ben Echonami, Rav Lechur is saying that Tanufa is Makiv, that's the way Rav holds. But Rav Lalocha is not the way. Lalocha we hold like the Rabbanan Shita, that Tegalacha is not Makiv, who are then Tanufa is also not Makiv. Even though the Nozer does not do the Tanufa, still after his Korbin, he could drink wine. So that's the Mishnah. Gilach al Hazevach. Let's say the Nozer first brought a korban, and then he took his haircut. Gilach al Hazevach. That's talocha. That a Nozer is supposed to take the haircut first after he brought his korban, or at least one korban. Lechatchil it's supposed to be after the shlamim. But we had before any one of the korbanos that he brings, if he takes his haircut, he's yoitza. Now what's going to be, he took his haircut after one of the korbanos, but for nimtza posel, it came out that the korban was posel. So he says it means either nishpach domoi or yotza nitma. Something happened to this korban and became posel. Either the dam got spilled out or went out of the Beis Hamikdash. So that's posel. So this korban is no good. And the nozer took his haircut already. So locher is tigalachtoi psula. His haircut is no good. He's not mekayim the mitzvah of his haircut. Uzvochev le'oluloi. And his korban does no from either. So Tosef is not on top. Tosef is the galachtoi psula. To hoyu lo v'shas the galachtoi le nizrak afilu echad min adamim. Since it comes out now, at the time he took his haircut, not even one korban was brought the right way. Hevele kigalach kigalchu listim gachu listim liacham lois. Harmina reish prickle Reb Lezer says to Zayin Rabban Shloshim. It comes as if he had a haircut done to him now after the 30 days. True. But if it was done before he brought his korbanos, it's no good. According to Reb Lezer, it's only soysa 7 days. And according to the Rabbanan, you have to wait another 30 days. So that's what our Mishnah says. He has to wait now another 30 days before he can take a second haircut. And then he first has to bring his korbanos then. What? That the kalachtoi is psula. And his zvachav also doesn't help. What about the gilach ala chattis? And again, the Nozir Torah is supposed to bring a chattis, or shlomim and a noila. Let's say he brought the korban chattis, but the koyin made it shloim l'shmo. Either the shchita, the zrika, the dalar avoidis, any one of them, the koyin did it shloim l'shmo. He didn't have in mind to do it l'shem chattis, he had in mind to do it l'shem another korban. And the locher is the chattis is psula. The yachaka achevi korbanosav, and then they brought the rest of his korbanos l'shmon. They brought the olam, the shlomim, the right way. So the locher is like this. The haircut that he took is no good, because he took his haircut after they brought the korban chattis, which is psula. Since the kohen b'shas the shchita or the halacha or the kabbalah or the zrika had in mind the shem of the korban, that's the halacha by chattis. The korban is psula. So since the korban is psula, when he took his haircut now, it was shleike din. He didn't have a korban brought yet. So therefore, the haircut is like Seisr, his din Naziris. He has to count another 30 days. And therefore, it's not as a mokum now to bring Kabbanis. So therefore, even if he brought the next two Kabbanis now, the Korban he brought doesn't help, because now is not the time to bring the Korban. He has to first bring the Korban when he finishes his Naziris. Here that he took a haircut before the Korban, it's Seisr the Yomim, so he has to do it over again now. What about a bigger chiddush now? Gilach al oila. The Nazir had his korban oila brought, and after the korban oila was brought, he took a haircut. Oyal ashlamin, or else he had the korban shlamin brought, and then he took his haircut. But these two korbanos, the oila or the shlamin, was brought shleil l'shmon, that the kohen made the shrit or any one of the dalar avodis with intentions of a different korban. Then viyachakachay b'korban oisav. Then he brought the other two korbanos, lishmon. to did it the right way, still the locher is to galach toy psula. The meister still, his haircut is no good. He took his haircut after the korban shlomim was brought, but the shlomim was brought shalai l'shmon. It was not brought l'shem the korban nazir, it was brought l'shem another korban. So even though the locher is the korban, the kosher korban, but it doesn't help for the nazir. It's not considered like the nazir had a korban brought for him, for his naziris. Therefore, you have no right to take a haircut. Since you have the right to take a haircut, to the galachta is psula, it's like it took a haircut in the middle of the naziris. That the locher, by after malais, that the locher according to the rabbanon is that it's soisa. The melo zvachim lo yeloloi. The other two kabbonis that he brought also doesn't help for him. Because now is not the time for his kabbonis. Since he has to start over again, it's not the time now to bring the kabbonis. This doesn't help. Rabbi Shimon says, "Oisei azevach loy olaloi." This korban that they brought now, the shlomim shlo lishmon, doesn't help for him. Avol shaz vachim oilu, but the rest of the kabbonis do help. The other ones help. So Rashi learns. The Tosfos says, "Rabbi Shimon oimer azevach shnis shlo lishmon loy olal shem chayva." But tzarach lovi tzarach chacham mekaymoi. The shachlas vachim oloi. Rabbi Shimon gemara. According to Reb Shimon, even if you take your haircut after bringing a shalmei nedava, you also yotze the haircut. So Mela, if you had a shlomim brought first, even though the koyin brought it shalel lishmon, it wasn't brought in intentions for another's korban; it was brought for another korban. So lachur is the nazir is not yotze his chayv; he still has to have another shlomim brought. But our koponim is considered that the haircut is a kosher haircut. Because it's not worse than bringing a shlomim l'shem nedava. So Reb Shimon holds the haircut is a good haircut. Therefore, the other two korbanos that were brought are good. Just this one korban that you brought shalom l'shmon, you have to have it over again. But then the Mishnah ends off. V'im gilach al shloshton. Let's say though, first you brought all your three korbanos, and then the nazir first took his haircut. V'nim se'echot mi'am kosher. And it came out that any one of these three are kosher. Then the lochri is to galach toik shera. His haircut is also a good haircut. Because that's what we have in the Mishnah before. That for the Eved, if he takes the haircut on any one of the three kabbonis, as long as it's a kosher or korban, the haircut is good. So here that he had all his three kabbonis brought. This nazir had his oila, his shlomim, his chatas brought. And then he had his haircut. And now we found out that two of the kabbonis were puzzle. As long as one of them is kosher, their cut is good. And all he has to do is v'yavi shas vachim. All he has to do now is bring the other two kabbonis that are puffel. So the kids, so that's the yisayid of our Mishnah. The yisayid of our Mishnah again, that a nazir first has a right to take his haircut after he at least brought one carbon. If he takes his haircut before he brought a carbon, it's no good. And the locher is it soisa. You have to, because of that, start over again another 30 days. But once you have one korban good, then the haircut is good. Then if anything went wrong with the other kabbonis, you just have to bring those kabbonis over again. It's more so like this. Omer Rav Ada Barava. Zoysa Meres, from our Mishnah we hear, we understand that you know what the Pshan Reb Shimon is? Ksav Reb Shimon, Nozir Shegilach, Al Shalme Nedav Yotza. Reb Shimon said a chiddush in the Mishnah, that even though the Nazir only had his korban shlomim brought, and the Kohen brought it shalom l'shmon, the Kohen had in mind l'shem another korban. So the locher is, the Nazir is not yotzei chayv with this korban. It's not called he's brought a shlomim l'shem naziris, but the korban itself is kosher. So Reb Shimon holds, since the korban is kosher, l'maisa the haircut the Nazir took is also good. Why? Because Reb Shimon holds, that a nazir shegilach al shalmei nedava, even if the shlomim was not brought l'shem naziris at all, it was only brought for regular shlomim for nedava, he's also yotze. My timer, what's the reason? What's Reb Shimon's reason? The Yom HaKor, the pasuk says, v'nosan aloish asher tachas zevach hashlomim v'lo kosev al shlomov. The pasuk doesn't say that he has to have the haircut done al shlomov, which would be mashma, the korban shlomim that was brought for him. Doesn't say that korban had to be brought l'shem a nazir, to call it a korban of a nazir. It just says the nosan, you take the hair and put it aloish asher tachas zevach hashlomim. Mashma, any type of a korban shlomim that you have, then if you took your haircut, you are yaitza. So that's from Shimon Shita.
that even though the shlomim is not yotzi deichai vosoi, it was done shloim lishmon. So the nozir is not yotzi, it's not considered like he brought his korban shlomim lishem the nazirus. But since our koponim, the korban is kosher, the kohanim have a right to do the rest of the avoid and eat the meat, it's considered like you have a korban shlomim here. And that's enough according to Rav Shimon. As long as a korban shlomim was brought, that's enough.